What's behind this? Like, is this a surprise? Was this always the plan? What is the funding tied to? What are they trying to raise money for? What's going on?
Well, I think it was probably a bit of a surprise to the consumers of North Dakota, I guess. I don't think any legislator was out on the campaign trail last fall promising to raise consumer taxes, especially in these inflationary times. Folks are having a hard enough time making it, and why take $42 million out of the pockets of the hardworking North Dakotans here in the next biennium if we don't have to? I mean, we've got plenty in the coffers right now, in the state coffers, so why don't we use a little bit of that money? So I think it came as a bit of a surprise. You know, there's some concerns out there, and I don't begrudge the cities and the counties and the townships, you know, say they need a little bit more money for their roads and that type of thing. But again, I would go back to the fact that the state has a pretty good surplus available, where I think they could come up with $42 million and not have to go after the consumers over the next biennium.
Yeah, interesting. So this, when you talk about cities and counties needing more, are these dollars specifically targeted for a particular area?
These dollars would be targeted, Scott, towards non-producing oil counties. So the folks in the that are said to be oil counties would not get any of this money. This money would go to the non-producing oil counties. So that's where this money would go. So they are targeted to a certain group of counties. But again, there's been some pretty good increases brought forward in the Department of Transportation budget for both the townships and counties, and there's going to be continue to be more work done there, and there's other bills floating around out there that we believe there's no issues with the state hitting the federal match in terms of what they have to put forward to get the federal dollars. So we're questioning a little bit the timing of this bill, to say the least. I mean, again, talking about the period that we're living in right now, and people, you know, behind on house payments, behind on car payments, credit card payments through the roof. This probably isn't the time to be taking more money out of the consumers' pockets.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with you on that. Number two, you got a very healthy financial picture, a lot of dollars there. So it isn't like there's a need for more revenue. I also push back on this idea that, okay, you're going to raise a tax and you're going to send it to non-oil producing counties. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, you follow the legislature closer than I do, but, you know, we've got an oil and gas industry that pays about 53% of the taxes of the entire state. And that's, you know, I could go line by line, but there's a lot of money that goes to Fargo. A lot of money goes to Grand Forks, Burley County. These states, cities, counties, and school districts are getting a ton of money from oil production right now. That's how every water project and road and bridge and, you know, education is funded. So there's something called Operation Prairie Dog, as I recall. All kinds of one-time money for local roads and bridges. I mean, it's not like these non-oil producing counties are poor, is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think Prairie Dog was set up long term, Scott, for the you know, for success into the future. I mean, some of the numbers you're seeing out here in Bismarck are just staggering. I listened to the House Majority Leader during the floor debate on the governor's property tax relief bill, and he had talked to some folks at OMB who had given him the number that if we hold oil production where it's at, and we hold the legacy fund investment percentage where it's at, in 12 years, in 2037, we're going to go from $11.5 billion to almost $31 billion in that legacy fund. So I think the state is in great shape. Obviously, you know what the oil patch has done in the past. It can boom and bust. There's no question about that. But with the administration we have in place now, I think we're in a pretty good spot to continue to move that industry forward. And I think you're spot on. I think the oil industry has done a great job of providing a tremendous amount of funds for the state of North Dakota. And I think, in turn, that's done a lot to take the pressure off the consumers and take the pressure off some of the, you know, the folks who are grinding away on a daily basis in parts of the country that aren't the oil-producing counties. So
you're never going to hear me advocate for a tax increase, but I would say if I was going to say, okay, all right, well, let's see here. 3%. How does it compare to other states? Are we still competitive? Whatever. I would say, how is it you tax the oil industry in the oil producing counties? You know, I mean, they're running lots of trucks. They buy lots of fuel. And you're going to tax them at 3% more. And then you're going to say where the impact goes, you don't get the dollars. This is nutty.
Right.
This is nutty. Makes no sense.
Right. Right. And it's not 3% more. It's a 3-cent tax. So on gasoline, we're at 23 cents right now. So if you move that up 3 cents, that's about a 12% increase. That's not a small number. 3 cents sounds small to some, but $42 million is not a small number over the next biennium to come out of the consumers' pockets either, especially at a time, again, when no one can really afford to take any more hits. If you're a hardworking North Dakotan, you're going day to day, and for those who are commuting longer distances, you know, to the cities, the hub cities like Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck for work, if they're driving 30 or 40 miles one way, that's going to start to add up in a hurry. And they don't need that increase in costs right now. No one does. North Dakota is not in a position as a red state. We're probably the only state in the country that's looking at a gas tax, I can tell you that.
I'll bet you're right. Whose proposal is this?
The bill sponsor is Jared Haggard from out in northeast North Dakota, there out in that Northwood Larimore area.
Yeah, I know so, Jared. He's good.
But there's about...
I want to hear his perspective.
Yeah,
he's a good legislator, good guy, farmer from up by Amarillo. But this one doesn't make any sense to me. And I get some of these smaller cities and counties, they're always looking for a little more for this, that, or the other thing. So probably what his constituents want, but doesn't make much sense on the state side at all. Mike Root is with us, who's the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Marketers. Petroleum marketers are like gas stations, convenience stores, right? Who else am I forgetting that are?
You've got us, the truck plazas, the gas stations, convenience stores, yes. Yep, that's who we represent. We represent about 600 retail storefronts across across the state, and we've got a pretty good campaign going, multi-prong approach. We've got a lot of billboards out there, digital billboards that we have in play right now that give the consumers an idea of what's going on, because this has been kept pretty quiet. So, we're trying to raise awareness and get folks out there. I mean, you can go to our website at ndpetroleum.org on the homepage there. You can contact your senator. I mean, this bill will be in the Senate Finance and Tax next week for a hearing. And you can contact your senator and tell them that you would appreciate a no vote on the gas tax portion of HB 1382.